This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Rallying patriots worldwide!
Patriots worldwide, in defense of human liberty. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
They're in deep mud up their axles worldwide. And the surge has only begun. That's why they're so desperate, throwing everything they've got at humanity right now. And all it's going to do is accelerate their fall. That's not confidence, that's history. The arrogance of elites throughout history is unbound, basically unending. There is no bottom to it. But we've gone from being way behind to now having major beachheads globally against their operations, and our territory is expanding inside the human mind. Their territory is shrinking. So I'm going to really discipline myself at the start of the next segment and give you a focused laser beam analysis of what I kind of ranted about some in the last hour. Then we're going to get into everything I haven't hit today. Dr. Corsi's a great guy, three times New York Times, number one best-selling author. Treasury report, Obama stole from Fannie Freddie investors to fund Obamacare. Now you're like, wait a minute, we heard this 2 weeks ago from Corsi, an exclusive. Yes, now he got Treasury documents that confirmed the other documents. And he's gotten this from the White House, just so you know. And notice it's so powerful, you haven't seen this anywhere. You know, he has copies of the documents, the court rulings, all of it. And this is what the White House wants you to know about. Now, so many times MSM will attack us and help put out something that they hope nobody sees, and it becomes a national news story. More often than not, it's Drudge will link to something that they've been blockading and it finally gets out. But this is a big deal. Close to $200 billion stolen out of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and even more documents confirming that they did that in just 2013 alone. The looting has been biblical. We've only gotten certain documents from certain years. They've been trying to block all this, and now Trump's people have access to a lot of it, and they're aware of the lawsuits and court cases. So they're desperately trying to get you, we, the people, us, to get this information out. So that's coming up. Treasury report, Obama stole from Fannie Freddie investors to fund Obamacare. And let's not get fatigued with the tyranny. And go, oh, we know they rob everybody. That's just what they do. We have to bring the criminals to justice. They're running around hyperventilating about Donald Trump all day in this garbage. You know, oh, met with the Russians. And then he didn't. Meanwhile, as I told you, I went and looked at her list. Chuck Schumer, Pelosi, all of them, there's photos, there's videos of it, all met with the Russian ambassador way more than they met with any of the Republicans. But it's normal to do that at that level. That's what you do. And the Russians have come out and said, completely normal at that level of diplomatic interchange, intercourse, to discuss and to talk. That's what you do. This is bizarre. This is hysteria. This is weird. And Senator Rand Paul has come out and said that, too. This just goes on, and it's totally made up. Oh, but McCain says he wants to see by today. He said that on Friday. I want to see, Mr. President, the proof that you got that you were being surveilled. The word surveilled, wiretap's an old archaic term. No, it was intercepted in the exchanges. Under federal law, they're grabbing all the foreign communiques. So when the president is talking to foreign leaders, it's all being recorded. And when the president-elect was, it's all being recorded. And so they're playing games with words. They were surveilling the president. The New York Times admitted that months ago. You've shown the headline, January 20th and more. Now the New York Times says, oh, we have to retract that. We were wrong. And, of course, what did Roger Stone say at the time? That day at the inauguration, he said, it's totally made up. I've never talked to them. They say they have phone calls. This is ridiculous. I've talked to no one. So then we learn with all their surveillance that they had him on a public message board with the public account of Guccifer 2.0 had been deleted. And, of course, he's there. We're there running around trying to find new leaks. You bet. They exposed Hillary. And they said, oh, that's talking to the Russians. They haven't even proven Guccifer 2.0 is the Russians. But it's a comment on a public page about we're glad your Twitter account got put back up. And they turned that into headlines. Roger Stone caught in secret communiques. And then he releases them. They're public. He tweeted about his talking to Guccifer 2.0 back at the time. He's on the air talking about it. They're like, oh my gosh, we found the proof. And is it just a, and did you hear he fired the U.S. attorneys? No one's ever done that.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both notice that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
We are now 53 days into the first 4 years of the 45th President of the United States, Donald John Trump.
He is
delivering on his promises against the globalists and against the corrupt elites and special interests. Like nothing I've ever seen in history. Yet to go back to the lore of Hercules and the Aegean stables to find such a Herculean task being carried out in such a Herculean way. Only way to describe it. Wow. We're going to get into the latest attempt by the globalist to shut down the free press in this country and worldwide. As you know, in Europe, for the last 3-4 years, they've been banning people on Facebook, Twitter, Google, restricting them, then fining them, then arresting them. If you even say there's rapes going on in Germany or in Sweden or in other European countries that have admittedly massive rape epidemics, because that happens in a lot of those Islamic countries. And so that very anti-free speech system's coming here, but the United States has such an amazing history of the First Amendment that Congress can't even make a law respecting the establishment of religion or free press or the right to assemble or petition the government for redress of grievances. So what they're doing is weaponizing media with disinformation. Well, that's discredited the mainstream media so bad they are a shadow of their former self. So they're having to go to entertainment, movies, fiction, TV shows like Homeland and Saturday Night Live. And again, Colbert is a great example. A fake actor, a thespian, playing the part of a fake news anchor or investigative journalist who then exposes fake news of Donald Trump and Alex Jones and then says things we never said or twists it and then says we're liars. And then hides behind, oh, we're just entertainment when that happens. Even though Colbert's come out and said it's not entertainment now, it's war. So this is the type of disinformation they're engaging in. Rachel Maddow says that I believe that Obama sent tornadoes to kill people. Never said it. Can't play a clip of it. Rachel Maddow says that I believe giant wasps live under the Capitol building or under the UN building. She really said that in a serious piece, and that I'm deeply racist in the same piece. Didn't show proof of me being deeply racist. But this is all they can do. This is all they've got. But now we have Facebook, Google, Twitter, all of them restricting our accounts, not letting us share videos, not letting you share our articles and videos, when they're the most critical, credible, and hardcore. When we just do some little silly video or something, oh, they let that go viral. But if it's a CIA section chief saying, I talked to CIA colleagues, they were ordered to go after Trump during and after the election, and we've got a serious newscast clip and an article, and it starts going viral, they just took the whole thing down last week. Have Senator Rand Paul on. Critical information about how bad this health care bill is. Paul Ryan, banned it. Because it's credible, and it was the senator going over what was in the bill. The same big banks are involved with Facebook and the rest of it that want this screw job, that want Obamacare to keep hurting you and your family. Remember, the Republicans wrote Obamacare with the Democrats. They were bigger progenitors, authors of it. They had more to do with the writing of it. It's like 80%. Was the Mitt Romney screw job from Massachusetts. So then they say, oh, we're just partisan. We don't want Obamacare. It's a screw job. And I don't want Paul Ryan's screw job. Trump's first misstep, I think, is being halfway nice about it. Just a little better in some ways, but worse in others. We need Rand Paul's repeal and replace. But notice Paul Ryan's trying to hold the country hostage right now. So getting into the fake news. First they call us fake news, then they call for us to be shut down, then they have Google ban us from advertising on Google through AdRoll, and then now, just every day, new shoes are dropping. Paul Watson article got banned where they're saying that a father being on TV while his wife took care of the kids was misogynistic on BBC. He said, how ridiculous, and that video has been blocked on Facebook. Feminist furious at funny kid video. That's now been banned. Proof, Facebook is blocking links to InfoWars. We have the screenshots of it. So, they said it was spam. Yeah, Paul Watson is one of the top libertarian, conservative, anti-globalists in the world that has more Twitter impressions than all of the BBC combined. Paul Watson is spam. That's why everybody wants to open the videos and watch them. That's why they go so viral. No, spam doesn't get opened, and everybody knows that. What doesn't get watched or listened to is Hillary Clinton. Or other globalists like that. I mean, go look. When Soros gives a speech, it's on YouTube. 5,000 watch it. When I give a speech, 5 million watch it. When Paul Watson gives a speech, 5 million, 10 million, 25 million, 35 million watch it. Oh, is that why I've got 20-plus films, the average film with 10 million views on YouTube or more? One film I produced had over 100 million views on Google Video alone. And they took that down. Oh, it's such spam that hundreds of millions watch it. And so now, a lot of folks say, hey, Alex, this is good that, you know, Alec Baldwin's attacking you. Or this is good that they have a show on Homeland where they, you know, have a fake character playing the part of you but saying things you never said. And I said, you don't understand. They're doing this to set up the climate in the country where I'm hated. So they can actually try to sue us and shut us down. I know for a fact that they tried to get outgoing Lynch to have some indictment and then some criminal action against us during the election. Pelosi called up and demanded to be done, had a meeting, and I heard this from high-level sources, and then the next day, Pelosi's daughter went on TV and said, Alex Jones death-threatened me, and he needs to be arrested. Never death-threatened her. I said she was heading up the group trying to get the electors. She said, oh, it's a conspiracy. We're not trying to block Trump getting electors. That's the mind war. They're openly saying, don't elect him, electors, block his Electoral College official election. And then they have the nerve to say they never said it, but go further and say I death threatened them. And that's what I was told the day before. Pelosi and her daughter and all them met with Lynch and tried to convince her that I had to somehow be arrested. That's how crazy these people are. That's how entitled these people are. And then I'm told that Sessions had to be behind the scenes as the incoming attorney general and telling him we're going to drop those indictments or whatever once we get in if you do it. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, if you're one of these little actors that plays Alex Jones and says lies about me, how would you like that about yourself? I know you dehumanized me and called me a racist and all this crap that other people made up, but it's not true. And I'm not putting out fake news. You're the ones that are impersonating me and stealing my identity and the president's identity and hiding behind entertainment. And this isn't a threat, but karma is real. You reap what you sow. You better get right with God. Jake Weber from Homeland. Jake Weber from Homeland, born in 1964, gets to come over here and put on his fake Texas accent, and they admit in the news they're playing Alex Jones, and then say and do horrible things. I'm the villain of a major TV show produced by CBS, put on cable and then syndicated to television countries and countries all over the world. And again, this is all the scum can do. Now, understand, they're not going to hurt Alex Jones. They're going to lose. They're panicking. Globalism's in trouble all over the world. Nationalists are in the lead all over the planet. Le Pen's about to win. Wilder's about to win in the Netherlands. Italy said no to EU expansion. The UK pulled out in Brexit. Iceland, 6 years after pulling out of the globalism, has a great economy back. Russia's pulling out of it. The whole world's turning against it. And so the good news is, you're failing. And so what we're seeing is desperate, panicked, out-of-control behavior to just tell so many lies. Because the lies in the election didn't help them. And the lies overseas, so their answer is, let's just lie more. And let's impersonate Donald Trump every week and have an actor get up there and say and do horrible things in the name of Donald Trump and then just say it's funny. Oh, I'm Donald Trump, look. Black people aren't humans, they're aliens, and I'm a coward, and Alex Jones told me, InfoWars, Alex Jones told me, black people aren't humans. And it goes on and on and on. Oh, look, coal. That's my answer to the alien invasion. But the whole thing, I'm about to play the SNL piece and stop and start it. Then we'll play the Homeland piece. The whole thing is a construction of lies. Globalism is the alien force that's taken over our country. Globalism is what is attacking a human-based economy and replacing us with robots. Globalism is the outside alien psychopathic world government system. Coal, it was how we get our jobs and industry back and why our electricity used to be the cheapest in the world. Now it's some of the most expensive. And it's clean. It's good. So the energy source is important. They make a joke about that, though. An outside enemy force would shut off our power. And then he goes on and on and on. They go on to say, take me to your leader. And Trump's scared and runs off and says, I'm not the leader, when he's the one that marches at the head of the motorcade, when he's the one that has all that courage, when he's the one that's let them attack his companies, his families, gone through all this hell, stood up against the media and beat them and political correctness, and they can't stand it. So they say in the piece, and every week, I guess this is what they do, I've seen a few of the skits, he's always a coward in the skits, because that's the opposite of who he is. And it's meant to defame someone that's honorable and really trying to empower the people. And it's disgusting. So I actually feel sad for Alec Baldwin. But Jake Weber is even worse. I mean, you talk about, they've got these endless fields of wannabe actors and people that think if they could finally just get on TV or get in movies, they would be somebody. And they're just all in their narcissistic crap. I have a purpose-driven life. I'm doing this because I want to change the world for humanity. I don't want to be turned into a slave. And you sit there and you plagiarize what I say word for word. And then your writers, I think there's a case here, put their names on the scripts that then you go read, and 90% of it's what I say word for word, and then you add the lies. You add the fake news. That's defamation, that's plagiarism, and it's despicable. I wish Jake Weber would do the things and say the things he says I'm saying to my face. Man up. Meet me out in the parking lot somewhere. But you won't do that, you little yellow-bellied bastard. It's worse than telling lies about somebody. You sit up there with weak-minded viewers you're preying on, you little predator. You're just a whore, though. It's the people above you that are the predators, the writers and the controllers and the dirtbags in Hollywood. And their whole failing system as they lift up their skirt and beg the communist Chinese murderers to come stick their, you know, snout in the, under the tent flap and get in there and, you know, give you some new political blood. You're a bunch of losers. And I love the fact Hollywood's imploding. And I love the fact your system's falling apart. And I love the fact you're so scared because you're scum and you come from trash. And you'll always be trash. Yeah, I hate your guts. The communist Chinese have killed over 100 million of their own people, and they're basically financing most of these shows against myself and Trump. The new Michael Bay movie, again, where Trump's a dictator and U.S. special forces turn against him with the Chinese and kill the president. Man, you've really chosen some sick sides. You've chosen the people that prop up North Korea. Jake Weber. Yeah, you bet I don't like you, because I know you're a little authoritarian, that if they arrested me and put me in prison and put my family in prison, hell, if they killed me, if they hung me in public, you'd get up there and probably read off a script, and then Jones said he hated Jesus, and he hated black people, and he hates Jews, and he hates everybody else, and he's a pedophile, and then you kick the lever and hang me right in front of my kids. Well, I kicked out hanging, wouldn't you, you son of a piece of garbage? You would. You're a little wimp. You love evil. You love tyranny. And I pray to God that God line you up. I ask God. I'm so sick of these people. It's not what they're doing to me. It's what they're doing to the... And I just... God, I never asked you for anything. But I just wish you'd teach these writers today the fear of God. How they back up the murdering communist Chinese and every other form of evil. They're just a pack of rats ready to do whatever it takes and sell their grandmother out to hell for a stick of bubble gum. Dishonorable trash. Liars. Deceivers. Snakes. Getting together with their all wimpy cast and, you know, screwing around and giggling and laughing when you guys the Alex Jones imitations that are so bad. And, oh, good job. You fought that racist good. You're all lying to yourselves about what you're doing. You're trash. God, you're trash. Let's go to the Alec Baldwin piece. I'll try to just start and stop. I've already made my points, but it's just incredible. Oh, and they say Trump doesn't know the Pledge of Allegiance in this when it's Hillary that had In God We Trust or One Nation Under God taken out, and Obama who wouldn't put his hand over his heart. It's like everything they say about us is what they do. No one can say Donald Trump's a coward who lives in the real world. I notice they call me a coward all over the news. I love it. On the little anonymous message board, that's their favorite meme. Coward, coward. Oh, yeah, I'm a big coward. That's right. The truth is we're changing the world. Our listeners are changing the world. We actually care about humanity. We tell the truth. And your system is dead. You are a political carcass. There's not even flesh on the bones. You see this, Weber, and you see this, Alec Baldwin? Turn back now, because the road you're going down is cultural and spiritual and moral death. Now, let's start the Saturday Night Live piece. Here it is.
In the year 2018, aliens from the planet Zorblat 9 landed on Earth. They did not come in peace.
Men, women, the hour is upon us.
I'm your actions, chumps. So guys in the military base radio listeners.
Humans are stronger than we thought, which means the fight for humanity begins now. We may be down,
hit pause.
But we are not.
And back it up. The fight for humanity. Trump wants a pro-human world, a world where people have jobs, where we have communities. The globalists are all anti-human. So notice, aliens are attacking. Trump's actually working with them. The aliens are supposedly Russians. Zorblat 9. So it's that whole parallel. When it's not Russia trying to take over America, it's the globalists. It's globalism, see? So that's why everything's an inversion of reality. And their writers can't even come up with their own ideas. They just take what's really happening and we're fighting, and they invert it. Let's go back to these pieces of garbage.
But we are not out. We've lost limbs. We've lost lives. But we will not lose the United States of America. Now let's get out there. Destroy those aliens.
Also pausing in. Major schools all over the U.S., it's been announced, are banning American flags. They're being banned at sporting events because, quote, refugees don't like them and think it's racist or anti-refugee. The Muslims get scared saying it. I'm not kidding. That's in the news today. And the Ninth Circuit banned American flags at schools in California. And they're always the ones saying F the USA at their rallies. But see now, they're for America. They're for USA. They're the liberals. And Donald Trump, he's with the aliens / the Russians. See, everything a upside down world. I wonder if these people actually write backwards, too, and maybe talk backwards. I've heard of that before. Who does that? Let's go back to the pure garbage.
The human race. But first, your commander-in-chief wants to say a word.
The dumb audience doesn't know whether to boo or cheer. They've got a little applause things up. Always try to hit pause again, back it up. Oh, they always try to copyright us, like when Colbert attacks us or another Jimmy, whatever his name is, Kimmel attacks us. They're talking about us, dumbasses in NBC. We have total fair use to cover this and respond to it. And I'm really thinking about suing somebody the next time they put in a fake garbage complaint on us. Again, you want to trash us all day, then try to shut down our channels to counter your stinking garbage filth? We're going to do it, dirtbags. The anti-American garbage. Get that through your stinking heads. Go back to it.
Hello, yes. What a beautiful day. Who here loves Trump? I know this guy over here. He loves Trump.
Oh, look. Oh, hit pause. Yeah. Basically, only dead people like Trump. Smoking dead bodies, laser beamed, disintegrated by the aliens. So, again, you're with Trump. You're dead. Just the most base psychology. Here we go.
Now here's the deal. We are going to beat these aliens because we have got the best military, but we don't win anymore. And the aliens are laughing at us. They're killing us, and they're laughing at us.
We know the aliens are killing us, sir. They have the most advanced weaponized technology we've ever seen. What should we do?
Okay, here's what we do. Here's what we're going to do. We are going to bring coal back, okay?
Again, the globalists, their whole plan shut off coal worldwide because there's enough coal, again, for thousands of years conservatively. We have some of the biggest reserves of it. It's totally clean, totally good, good for the earth. We need more carbon dioxide. We're actually a lot lower than we were millions of years ago. That's in all the studies, ice core samples, you name it. Again, they're really pissed about that because that's the one thing that's got all the jobs pouring back in because it's going to be competitive now on energy prices for manufacturing. So that's why they're so pissed. But they make a joke to the dumb audience that doesn't understand how electricity takes place. Go ahead.
Here's what we're going to do. We are going to bring coal back, okay? We're going to have so much coal, you're going to say, where did all this coal come from? I never knew there could be so much coal.
But, Mr. President, what about the aliens? They just vaporized the entire state of California.
So then I won the popular vote?
That's to bring back that he didn't win the popular vote in that state, but he really did because all the illegals voting. You had it all together with other states. But again, just everything's a jab, 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 jab. Mixing in all their deception. Continue.
Sir, please, everyone in California is dead.
Even Arnold?
Sir, yes, we are dealing with a highly advanced species here. They're from Zorblat 9. Their ships are invisible. They're telepathic.
Okay. No, we don't know that they are from Zorblat 9. I've actually heard Zorblat 9 is very beautiful, very fantastic.
Does he have business ties on Zorblat 9?
All right, pause again. So the aliens are attacking, and now it's the Russians. He sold us out to the Russians. Again, it's the globalists. that are openly ending sovereignty, TPP, all these deals to transfer our power out of the country. Total treason. Trump killed all that. But they're claiming he's selling us out to foreign interests when it's the opposite. That's why the globalists are so angry. We're going to finish up where he attacks us.
On the march, the empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Attention homeowners, if you're buying a new home or refinancing your present one and you haven't locked in a low, low rate from Guaranteed Rate, don't miss out. Visit rate.com today. While the Fed recently decided not to increase interest rates, that isn't likely to last. They have 3 interest rate increases penciled in for 2017. So if you want to potentially save thousands of dollars, visit rate.com and lock in your low, low rate with Guaranteed Rate today. Type RATE.com directly into your address bar to find and lock in a perfect loan for you at a low, low rate. You may be surprised by just how much money you could save. Don't wait for the Fed to raise rates. Go to rate.com now to lock in your low, low rate with Guaranteed Rate. Don't wait. Go to rate.com today. Terms and conditions apply. Not all applicants will be approved for financing. Call 1-888-672-1234 for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. NMLS ID 2611.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
The globalists, as you know, with the herbicides and pesticides are bombarding our guts. And so that kills the good bacteria, the bad bacteria, the mutated bacteria move into place there. That's why good probiotics are so important. InfoWars Life has developed with top researchers and scientists what we believe is the very best high-end, super high-quality probiotic biome defense. 50 billion per capsule culture. We keep it cold here, ship it out to you cold. It doesn't lose a lot of its potency if it gets warmed up, but it's good to keep it in your refrigerator. And we have 25 billion culture half strength. We have regular strength and extra strength. And then MycoZX is about to sell out, and I need to fund our operation, so I like to discount things out of the gates. But it'll probably be 6 weeks till we get more of this in because it's so hard to source. It's so organic. It's tested up to California standards, which is very hard to get through those hoops. But it's MycoZX, the antifungal, anti-yeast, Candida, you name it, very best formula out there, top of the line. You can get those together for 10% off. But that discount is going to end at 2 o'clock today. I'm going to end the special at 2 o'clock today because it's about to sell out. And quite frankly, I would actually like to bring some more money in here to hire more reporters and more crew, especially when we got kicked off of Google advertising. Yeah, I would go out and advertise products outside of my show to bring money in to fund the operation. And we're at a shortfall now because of the massive sustained economic attacks we're under. But the listeners in just 2 weeks have almost narrowed that gap. So thank you all for the support and for all of you listening. And for all of you that open the emails, you get the biggest discounts out there. 50% off on Super Female Vitality today. If you're an Infowars.com/newsletter subscriber, it's absolutely free. And now more than ever, I never was big on email because I was all about viral stuff elsewhere. You notice I've been pushing this hard because all the experts say, Jones, you've got to grow your giant email list. When the censorship intensifies, you could be in a foreign country and still shoot videos and still send articles to people, and it's very hard for them to censor this. So we're going into a real mode like we're in the old Soviet Union. And they're all over the news saying they want to shut us down, and they want to shut down, you know, take Trump's Twitter away, and they're actually starting to do it. Not let these tweets get out to his, you know, all his followers, blocking all the positive comments and stuff he gets feedback from and ideas he feeds off you feeding off him. It's synergistic. So they're really trying to block us right now. The articles on Infowars.com prove Facebook is blocking links to Infowars.com. Everything's got free shipping until tomorrow. We're going to end it tomorrow evening, and normally you have $50 or more is free shipping, everything. Whether it's a $9.95 colloidal silver or a book, it's $9.95, or you know, whether it's some Myco, a ZX, a antifungal, whatever, everything is free shipping right now. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Life Straw, great in-the-field survival straw. It is 30% off right now. A lot of specials at InfoWarsStore.com. But bottom line, thank you all for supporting the broadcast. At $15.95, you can't beat the Life Straw, ladies and gentlemen. And it's one of the top-rated survival straws out there. And it's just great even if you're drinking, you know, tap water with ice at some filling station or wherever, cafe. You can filter this in just a minute or so in another glass and cut out 99.999% of the fluoride, the bromine, the bacteria, the garbage. And that's the biggest thing your body faces is the contaminated tap water. Believe me, the elites all filter their waters, and you should too. InfoWarsStore.com is the main site. Subpages, InfoWarsLife.com, 888-253-3139. And we have 50% off out of the gates, the Trump-Pence 2020 shirt to help spread free speech, stand up to the bullies, and meet like-minded people, keeping America great. Right-hand shoulder, InfoWars.com on the back. America first in 1776, InfoWars.com. Those are still at $9.95, but they are going to go up next week to the full $19.95. And this is the new viral shirt. I want to thank everybody for getting so many of them. Last time it had a huge effect with our Hillary for Prison shirt. It has that same navy blue design. Looks really good. Looks like a campaign shirt. It is important for everybody to get it. All right, let's just stop right there. I mean, it's a fight between we the people and the globalists, and that's why you see history changing. That's why you see them freaking out so bad. It's why you see them openly saying kill Trump and Snoop Dogg saying kill Trump and putting it out on MTV and them allowing that on air because they're openly trying to trick us into a civil war. You know, the new Michael Brown edited video. All this stuff is to try to get riots going because that's all the globalists have. And they're really preying on inner city communities and manipulating them. But that's what the globalists do. Like Zuckerberg said, thank God my users are dumb effers. He said, they trust me. Ha ha, thank God they're dumb effers. What did Gruber say about Obamacare? Thank God they're so dumb. Thank God they don't have attention spans. Thank God. That's why they're on the news today saying, no one ever fired U.S. attorneys. It's totally insane. Oh my gosh, here's the headline. Anger mounts over handling of U.S. attorney firings. He fires 46 because they won't do their job. They're not loyal. Bill Clinton fired 93 in one day and laughed about it. Yeah, no, I'll give the missile seekers to my bosses in China now. Remember New York Times? Oh, we never said there was any wiretaps. Oh, really? January 20th and in hundreds of other headlines. Oh, just so happen to have a copy of it. But months later, you said you never did in March 4th. Is that fake news? Yes, it's real news reporting on fake news. The New York Times. Remember the New York Times just 2 months ago said, is globalism real that Alex Jones talks about, or is he insane? They basically said it doesn't exist. But a month later, they said, look, we failed. We have to admit it. Globalism's falling apart. What are we going to do? Oh, my gosh. our world government, they're on to us. They kept playing this Jedi mind trick of there's no global government, there's no Davos, there's no Bilderberg, there's no TPP, no Congress, can't see it. It's a real thing, but it's secret. Okay, it transfers all your sovereignty over, but it's okay because nobody's watching mainstream media. Oh, we'll just put on mainstream entertainment. Almost no one's watching mainstream news. But they are watching mainstream entertainment like Alec Baldwin. So let's get back to this in the Homeland piece and all the other news. And I'm going to open the phones up for you to comment on this. But understand, we can laugh at this all day. My friends and family say, oh, Saturday Night Live has 10% of the viewers it used to. You know, why do you care? Because it's concerted. And the globalists are arrogant. They think like Saturday Night Live is the jewel in their crown of BS. And so the fact that they have to attack me by name on that, they see this as a huge failure. But it's because they plan to move on us. They wouldn't have Homeland and all these other shows saying I'm a criminal and like Lex Luthor. Yes, the new Lex Luthor character is a talk show host on CBS Showtime garbage Homeland. That means they're planning something big, folks. They wouldn't be doing this unless they had something planned big. They're going to probably false flag and have some guy say he did it because of me and blow a school up or something. I mean, that's just how they operate. That's just how they operate. And these same people funded the Arab Spring that killed 500,000 people conservatively now, 300,000 in Syria. I mean, these are ruthless people. And all of it should demoralize you. Show the military as a bunch of obese women because they're lowering standards to destroy our military. Not against obese women. It's just you can't be in combat, okay? And just all of it's a culture war. All of it's to make us weak. All of it's to lower standards. You just roll over in the ditch. They got a bunch of angry, weird followers and beta males. They're going to be part of these big henpecking factories that run the SNL scripting. They have, you know, their token white male come out, Alec Baldwin, to play the part of the evil president and put words in his mouth. So, Zorblatt 9, wonderful place. They're like, oh, he's, you know, on the payroll of Zorblatt 9, too? So, again, this is the lies they're pushing. Let's continue with Saturday Night Live from Saturday.
General, the aliens are outside the base.
Get pause again. Yeah, there's so much. I know they were thinking about Baghdad Bob, the information minister in Iraq in 2003, when there's fighter bombers bombing 3 miles behind him in mushroom clouds of 2,000-pound bombs and strafing happening. He's like, we have beaten the Americans. They are kicked out of the entire country. Hey, we drove them back to Kuwait. They are defeated. Remember Baghdad Bob? He was super entertaining. It's the same deal. But again, they claim as the base is under attack, as the president's about to be, you know, attacked by the actual aliens face to face, again, it's like Baghdad Bob. The truth is the globalists are in trouble. The globalists are in crisis. The globalists need to watch their butts. The globalists are failing all over the planet. And you're the alien global force that is alien to nation states and freedom. You're the breakaway civilization. The future doesn't need us. You're Mark Zuckerberg. You're Schmidt. You know, you're Ray Kurzweil. You're going to live forever. Life extension. You're better than us. We better accept augmentation or be squashed like a bug. Elon Musk. Ray Kurzweil. Give me a break. Let's go back to it.
Please, we have to do something. Look how much the aliens control. This is the aliens. And this is us.
The president, this pause again. Is us. The president's an idiot. He says everything's fine. The aliens aren't getting us. He's, of course, wrong. The whole country's in green, the aliens. The tiny area's in red. Now, they really want to flip that because the whole country's gone red. The problem is the reds are actually globalists as well. So it's, you know, Paul Ryan. But the whole country thinks they're changing things going red. And so the blue is actually only in a few tiny areas. So, again, inversion of reality. Let's continue.
Yes.
That is a great show. This is us. But I can't watch it because it's on NBC, and NBC has been very unfair to me.
That was product placement.
Sir, I have some terrible news. New York City has been attacked, and Trump Hotel has been completely destroyed.
They said, let's work in the product placement to plug our new show. But also lie and say the president watches it. At a subconscious level, it's suspended disbelief. But now since we did our economic money-making, the equivalent of millions of dollars of advertising right there, and their bloated advertising system, now let's do the economic warfare and say nobody's in his Trump Towers. It's been destroyed, saying it's not safe. Subconsciously, that's near subliminal. But then publicly, no one wants to stay there like there's roaches in the food, which they've actually tried to say in the news. All lies. So, again, then they want to economically attack him. They suck off his energy to say he watches their show. They plug their show. Then they go, but now let's attack. You can see them in their writing. Let's suck his energy and the American people's energy. Let's steal it. Okay, because we need him. They don't need us. Okay, we stole energy. Now let's try to hurt him financially. Because we're vampires. We take and we hurt you. Continue.
I have some terrible news. New York City has been attacked. And Trump Hotel has been completely destroyed, causing $50 million in damage.
More like $1 billion.
Well, luckily no lives were lost because no one was staying at the hotel.
They can't help but lie. Last time I saw, because I saw it broken down the numbers, Trump Tower's worth over $1 billion. And the surrounding buildings it has, just in New York. So again, even that's a lie. They know it's not worth 50, so they say that. And then they have them say more like $1 billion, which is actually true. But see, again, it's just all about inverting reality. They're not creative. And now I've understood, they don't just invert because it's they like it. They can't help it. They just look at real numbers and then flip them. Wow, these people, look at them. They're just jokes. Let's go back to it.
That's not true. Everyone loves to stay at my house.
Back it up again. The 20 seconds. You see, globalists, they call it lesser magic, even though they're not actually into lesser magic, most of them. If they can get people to cheer, that's a real studio audience. The fake president saying something true, then they cheer that he's dumb and wrong about it being worth more like $1 billion than $50 million. Then they're cheering being lied to. So that makes the chumping, the pimping, even better. I mean, man, how you pimp so good? Snoop Dogg asked Buckley that once. Man, how you pimp so good? Little inside baseball, Snoop. Man, how you pimp so good? How you pimp everybody? Oh, I know all about you, Snoop. How you pimp so good? Here, let's go back to pimping so good. Here it is.
Sir, I have some terrible news. New York City has been attacked, and Trump Hotel has been completely destroyed, causing $50 million in damage.
More like $1 billion.
Well, luckily no lives were lost because no one was staying at the hotel.
That's not true. Everyone loves to stay at my hotel. I'm sure a bunch of really top shelf, very classy people died there.
Good pause. Back it up 5 seconds. Again, this is all written total subliminal to manipulate the dumbest unconscious masses to say everything he says is dumb. That's the equivalent of saying, you know, I don't lie, and then lightning goes, or thunder goes off behind you. So, classy people stay there. It's very nice. Well, that's true. It's one of the best addresses in New York. 20 years ago, probably the best address. But it's in the top three addresses. That's undisputed. But see, oh, they laser attack right when he says that, just showing he's a total idiot. And I know you know all this because you're dialed into this show. Not because I woke you up. You found this show because you were already thinking and seeking. Think about the victims that watch this garbage. Let's go back to it.
They're coming!
I actually heard the aliens are already here. They've been hiding in this country.
Now let's back it up. This is Keen. He's been denying the aliens are coming. Now he's going to flip it around and say they're here. Now, this is where InfoWars comes in. And he goes to one black lady, and then he goes to another black lady, implying he doesn't think black people are humans. Now, that's not Donald Trump, folks. That's Alec Baldwin. Okay? A dumbass. And now where he gets me mad, because, again, yes, it's true Trump gets some of his news from InfoWars, but that doesn't matter. It's a lot of it from Drudge. It's just analysis. Like Drudge puts out the job numbers, 290-something thousand. It's already admitted. It's Associated Press. Drudge says, great again. Trump likes that. It's true. He puts it out. Is that fake news? No, it's totally true. Totally true. See, we're not totally true. We're trying to be totally true. We work hard to get it right. It's hard. When we're wrong, we admit it. You people try to lie. And I can look at you, and I just can't imagine sitting down and writing a lie like this. So here's the big one. They're claiming Donald Trump doesn't like black people when he got all these NAACP awards. I mean, this is, and when he just gave $25 billion, how many, is that 10 times what Obama gave in 8 years? And he got the right wing to cheer, the biggest transfer to black colleges ever seen in history. But does it matter? They have a fake Donald Trump who doesn't like black people. See how that works? It's so sick that they just do this out in the open. They're so dirty. Let's go back to it.
I actually heard the aliens are already here. They've been hiding in this country for hundreds of years. It's a fact. They're shapeshifters. They look like regular people, but they're aliens. Look, there's one right there.
I see hundreds of years of slavery, black people.
What? I
am not an alien.
Here she is, and so is the woman next to her right there.
Oh, okay, no.
Hit pause again and back it up. I want to ask viewers and listeners, like, I want to open the phones up for Black Americans, I want to say African Americans, whatever, they always have a new name, just people that happen to be from Africa in your lineage. Do you think anybody black bought this? I mean, this is what they do to me and Trump constantly, is they just keep saying, you know, they play this clip. I do not have anything against gay people. I'm against gay people. I love everybody. I love black people. I hate black people. I mean, they just lie. And watch, he goes, I learned from Alex Jones. I mean, just think of how dumb they think all of us are. I'm going to skip this break. I just have to. There may be a show soon if this continues. This is what they're openly doing to us. And it's so criminal to try to invoke all this race garbage. And they do it over and over again. People say, oh, it's entertainment. No, it's not funny. It's all one-sided crap, and they admit it. SNL was in the WikiLeaks being advised by Hillary. It's dirty. It's deceptive. And Snoop Dogg released a new video today saying, kill Trump. Why you pimp so good? How you pimp so good? Pimping your people, man. It's uncool. Snoop Dogg, tell folks about how hydrofluoric acid, for whatever reason, has double the effect on black people and is even worse than it is for any other group. For some reason, genetically. You're just too busy acting tough all day and all self-centered like a big-ass punk. Like that Rick Ross jail guard piece of garbage. I wouldn't want to have any of your mojo, my friend. You're a loser and a dirtbag. And so are the Alec Ball and all these other rats. I'm going to get the Homeland attack in a moment. But let's just continue here right now. You know, Snoop, anything happens to the president, I've got a sneaking suspicion that you're not going to be just trying to round up black kids and white kids and make sure they all go to prison. You're going to be dealing with a lot more now, aren't you? I think you do know that, Mr. Tough Guy. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go ahead and go back to this garbage. Here it is.
Here she is, and so is the woman next to her right there.
Oh, okay, no.
Sir, where are you getting this information?
From a very reputable source.
What, the FBI, the CIA?
InfoWars,
it's a radio. Back it up again. To the very start when he goes, black people are aliens. They've been here for hundreds of years. Total evil. Total race baiting. Trump never said any of that. Total trash. The opposite of reality. And then InfoWars, a very reputable source, now saying he got it from me. And I know our listeners get this. I'm talking to new viewers, people that are, you know, actually watch us. And I want them to see how they're being manipulated millisecond by millisecond by millisecond. Continue.
They look like regular people, but they're aliens. Look, there's one right there.
Not an alien.
Here she is, and so is the woman next to her right there.
Oh, okay, no.
Sir, where are you getting this information?
From a very reputable source.
What, the FBI, the CIA?
InfoWars. Back in 5 seconds. You have to go every 10 seconds for the lies. A reputable source, FBI, CIA, with all the crap they've been caught lying about, with the WikiLeaks coming out, with 9,000 pages of how they're watching and listening and manipulating the media and framing Russia. It's in the WikiLeaks that they frame Russia with cyber attacks on America. Russia can barely keep its lights on. Russia's been encircled by NATO, starting wars with them. If Russia was all big and powerful like China in our face, screw Russia. I've never even been to Russia. The point is that Russia's fighting the globalists. So again, oh, the FBI, the CIA, is that the reputable source? No, it's InfoWars. They're the ones. Let me tell you something, SNL. Dumb people watch your show, idiots. The demographics, either very old or very poor, watching. People can look it up. That's what watches broadcast TV. Let me explain something to you very, very slowly. There's factions in the government. I've never been part of one of those factions, okay? But I did grow up around people that have been in those factions, the good faction. And just let me explain something to you very, very slowly. The patriots in the government for at least 15 years, actually I got reports of this before that, were ordered to listen to my show and what we broadcast here because it's on target. Okay? So make your jokes all day. InfoWars is as reputable as it gets. It's come out in foreign hacks of the Russian government, the Japanese government, the Syrian government, the Israeli government, in the London Independent, you name it, that when they hack into people's emails and they get released, it's heads of state saying, listen to Alex Jones, Watch this video. This is what's happening. And why do they do that? Because I understand what's going on, and I can look into things and have a background in history as an analyst. I'm a private analyst, is what I am. And I am able to, 99 times out of 100, break down what's really happening by looking at all the information that looks like a bunch of spaghetti to other people, looks like a bunch of, you know, Rorschach blots. And I'm able to break down the basic essence of what's happening, the different factions, from my study, and then the world leaders aren't able to give their underlings classified info or other information. They just say, watch this, he has it. I remember one time I had the Japanese vice president on. I knew he was the head of the diet. I didn't know he was the vice president. He wanted to come on. And I wasn't even like, you're great, your excellency, all this crap. And they were like, in the diet, like showing my information on 9/11. And I'm not bragging. It's just that these guys sit here and make these jokes how we're not credible. You're not credible. You're a joke. We're changing the world. We just got a populist anti-New World Order president in. Globalism's being exposed. Political correctness. World government. TPP's gone. 10 years in the making. Blown up. And you want to sit there and make the joke that we're not credible. We're wrecking your whole system and your trillions of dollars against us. And Trump just wrecked you. So, again, inversion of reality. We are credible. You're not credible. You have to pose and manipulate your dumb viewers, posing as comics when you're really spewing disinfo. Back to it.
Sir, where are you getting this information?
From a very reputable source.
What, the FBI, the CIA?
InfoWars. It's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones. You know he's legit because he's always taking off his shirt, okay? That is why I hereby demand, sorry, I hereby bedand, sorry.
He can't even do an executive order, even though Trump's been excellent in executive orders, incredible action the first 50-plus days. Everybody's had to admit that. Economy exploding. Now he's a blibbering idiot, which again is the opposite. He hardly ever screws up when he gives speeches. No one knows how he does it without teleprompters. They're completely amazed. His State of the Union or Congress last week was incredible. So, again, they invert reality. Another lie. Here we go.
Sorry. By Gigi Hadid. We launch a full investigation into these two aliens right now.
Inside the base.
All right, troops, the time has come to fight as brothers, as sisters, as Americans.
And pause. The left's all dividing everybody, creating racial division, hundreds of films and movies doing it, pushing race rioting, all this kill the cops garbage. And then, but now, oh, they're about unity, though, but Trump isn't. He's a coward. Here's the next big lie. Go ahead.
Join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah, he doesn't
I
know
pledge
it.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
And Trump messes up when it's Hillary that took out under God.
From which it stands.
And Obama wouldn't put the hand over. Another lie.
Under God. Indivisible. With liberty and justice for all.
Humans! Resistance is futile. Take me to your leader.
It's him. He's the president.
No, I'm not. You are.
Really? This is going to be so easy. Live from New York, it's Saturday!
Look at all those beta males. Alec Baldwin thinks he's a tough guy. I challenge him $1 million to charity he wants to get in the ring with me. Bare knuckle. I will. I'll do it right now. I'll get in the ring with you, and I will break your jaw. I will knock your teeth out. I will break your nose, and I will break your neck. You coward. You think you're a tough guy messing with little cameraman people. You want to sit there and defame me and the president? Get in a ring with me. I will break your jaw in seconds. I will smash your nose into a bloody pulp, and I will rack your teeth out. My fists are going to be bleeding with your teeth marks all over them. You freaking bully. You coward. I hate you. My listeners hate you. And remember that scumbag forever. We're going to defeat this anti-human scum. We're going to wreck their world. When I come back, we'll look at the cowards and homeless.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.